Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Cara DeFalco on assignment right now, so I don't like talking to myself. So we brought in a special guest for this segment. It is entertainment reporter Judy Maitland. Oh my goodness, Judy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Ed.
One of the things I like most about you is you have quite a way with words.
Thank you.
And it turns out in some of your assignments that you've done during the years,
yes,
you've had some pretty interesting interviews with some very well-known celebrities.
I have.
And the one that really just jumps out at me and I want to talk about, Scott Baio, Charles in Charge,
yes.
Chachi. What happened with Chachi?
Okay, here's what happened. Yes. So growing up, of course, I had a huge crush on Scott Baio, who didn't.
Right.
I know. You too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey.
So
it's a new age.
Anyway, so yes, loved him in Bugsy Malone. Remember?
That's when, I forgot about that.
Oh my good. How could you?
That gangster movie
Are
with all kids.
Teen gangsters.
Oh, wow.
I love that. After college, I go to work for a television entertainment magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Little cub reporter, start getting some in-person celebrity interviews. Around 1995, one lands in my lap, and sure enough, it's Scott Baio.
Wow.
So I get a little fluttery. I was going to meet him at his hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And the publicist calls me and she says, okay, it's going to be in his room, which I find a little unusual.
That's creepy.
Because, right
yes,
off the bat, okay?
Yes.
But I'm trying to do a good job. I'm trying to make my mark. So I go.
Yes.
Knock on the door. His father answers the door.
That's even creepier.
It's strange. So he says, okay. He goes, Scott's in his bedroom. Go in there.
Okay.
My God, right? So I'm a little confused. Walk in there.
Yeah.
Scott's not there. Standing there, just kind of like by myself. All of a sudden, he comes in. He's wearing sweatpants and just like an undershirt.
And that's it.
And that's it. And he.
And how did he look at this point in life? Is he still good looking?
Okay, well, remember, this is 1995. I will say, he has held up pretty well.
But was there a hint of a paunch? Was there something going on
No,
there?
He was in very good shape.
Still,
yeah, no, he was in good shape.
Oh, I know when this was. This was the Diagnosis Murder days.
Oh, you're right.
Dick Van Dyke. And they had to get some cheesecake on there.
You are an encyclopedia.
I am so good. I am so damn
How
good.
How do you remember that?
It's what I do.
Good God, I'm the one that interviewed him, and I don't even remember why.
Now, if I start telling you what you asked him, then we're really going to freak America out here.
And you pull out my interview, and here it is, Judy, right here in a frame.
We actually have the transcript.
We actually have it.
It was January 28th, 1995. 32 degrees under partly cloudy skies.
Creepy.
All right, so it's Diagnosis Murder. He's
right.
Still looking good.
Still looking good.
T-shirt and sweatpants, you mentioned?
And t-shirts and sweatpants,
okay.
Right? Shakes my hand,
yeah.
And then points to the bed.
Yeah.
Okay, so now...
That's never good.
No, never good. Maybe in my 12, 13-year-old mind, this would have been a dream.
Yeah.
But as a 20-something-year-old woman, this was a nightmare.
Papa opens the door, lets
right.
you in,
lets
sends you,
in. You
back through
sends
the suite
you.
To a bedroom.
This is where Scott's women go. Go back there.
Hey, now.
You.
Wow.
So I go back.
One of the harem.
I think the door was left slightly ajar. He gets in the bed. He gets between the sheets.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit out. Do I get in bed with him? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Depends
how this
what
works.
Kind of an interview you're looking for.
So I kind of take, I just take a chair,
yeah,
and I said, okay, I'm going to sit over here. And he says, come a little bit closer. So he goes, come right next to me. So I put the chair next to the
okay.
bed, and I the rest is just a blur. I went through my list of questions. I interviewed him. Perched as daintily as I could be on the side of the bed.
Now, did he roll around at all? Did he change positions?
Did
he punch the pillow or anything like that?
No, I mean, he was batting his eyes at me, kind of like sort of puppy. I don't know, maybe he was tired.
And what time of day was this?
Midday.
Midday.
The most romantic time of day.
Sure.
Maybe it was around 11 o'clock in the morning.
They wrote Afternoon Delight for a reason. They sure did.
Oddly enough, years later,
yes,
I found out that I have a friend who works for another entertainment publication.
Mm-hmm.
I won't mention the name or
no,
her name.
No.
But anyway, a couple of years later, she interviewed Mr. Scott Baio.
Yeah.
Same treatment. Same thing.
This is the M.O.
This is the M.O.
See, he's hitting on these.
This is the M.O.
He's hitting on these attractive reporters, bring them into the room.
Well, thank
next
you.
To the
thank you for calling me attractive.
You're very welcome.
Well, thank you.
But hey, but you know, you're sitting there and you're with Chachi and it's a suite. You know, we're not talking about the Howard Johnson somewhere.
No.
You know, you're talking about, you know, I mean, a lot of threads in those sheets. We're high quality furnishings.
Right.
And that's a way to a girl's heart or anywhere else. High quality furnishings.
I don't think he got out of bed. I don't remember him ever leaving the bed. I think he just fell asleep.
Yeah. And that was it.
And I left. Yeah.
And you just walked out.
You just left him
there asleep. You said goodbye to Dad.
I think the lesson here is, Ed.
What is the lesson?
Never meet your heroes.
Especially in bed.
Right.
In bad situations. There can be good situations. There can also be very bad situations. And that is one. You had no idea this was going to be a boudoir interview at all?
Nobody told me that? No,
wow.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm.
That was tremendous.
Thank
wow.
You. You're welcome.
Judy Maitland coming through.
Yay.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right, and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.